This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Texas held its primary elections last night. Believe it or not, the midterm elections are now a mere 8 months from now. Democrats are looking to make gains everywhere, and they may. But long term, the state of Texas is their top priority, and it's easy to see why. Texas is a huge state. It's the biggest state that votes Republican. If Texas goes blue, goes Democrat, it's over. Republicans cannot win a presidential election without Texas. America would then be a one-party state for a generation at least, and maybe longer, given the modern left's growing intolerance for anything that resembles public dissent. So with the stakes so high, and they are, what wouldn't Democrats do in order to win? Why wouldn't they encourage non-citizens to vote? Of course, they're already doing that explicitly in other states. In Texas, it would make all the difference. Texas has the second highest percentage of non-citizens in America after California. There are more than 3 million non-citizens in the state overall. For perspective, Hillary Clinton lost Texas by only 800,000 votes. So you do the math. The temptation is there. It's overwhelming. So what actually stops non-citizens from voting in Texas? Good question. Not much. Registration in that state is conducted on the honor system, as it is in many states, most. The only way that you are outed as a non-citizen voter in Texas is when you decide to admit that you are. Texas just assumes that all voters are telling the truth. Imagine if jewelry stores had the same policy, and they assumed that nobody would ever consider stealing a necklace. That's crazy. Well, elections are more important than necklaces, but for some reason, we don't act that way in most states. According to the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, there is already ample evidence of widespread illegal voting in Texas. The state just investigated four of its 254 counties and 165 unlawfully registered non-citizens who'd been removed from the voter rolls. Those non-citizens had cast more than 100 illegal votes before they were caught. Which kind of makes you wonder, what's happening in the state's other 250 counties? We don't know. We can guess. As you even mentioned the possibility of illegal voting, and the left pretends, well, that's not real. It's not even possible. Of course, they know better because, again, it's happening. They're lying because voter fraud benefits them. This is what foreign interference actually looks like in an election. Democrats are openly pushing it. When they aren't making it easier for illegal immigrants to register to vote, they are fighting efforts to identify fraudulent voters. Then they're demanding outright amnesty would make the whole scheme legal if it passed. Republicans are helping them with that for some reason. A brand new electorate from a different foreign country. That's what they want. Vladimir Putin was never that ambitious, by the way.
Well, pretty crazy, huh? But this is what's happening in our country. And what is, what's hanging in the balance here? I mean, the Democrats... when you look at them historically, the Democrats, they know how to work the angles. They have done this. This is part of the DNA of the Democratic Party. They can't win the argument up front, so they figure out, okay, how do we play a game of chess here and checkmate the system? Time and again. I mean, just look at the history of the Democratic Party, and you see this playbook. And here they are in Texas and taking advantage. And this is a warning to other states that think that, the honor system needs to exist. The whole voting process needs to be considered in much the same way that we are taking a look at the soft targets of our schools, soft targets around our country that are leaving our citizens vulnerable. This is the new America. This is the 21st century America. This isn't one where you can say, look it, we are an incredible people of morality, which our founding fathers could only hope with good intention that our Constitution was designed for, and said, Benjamin Franklin said, without morality, and our other founding fathers agreed that it was absolutely foundational to our Constitution. And this is all, you talk about a constitutional crisis more so than the Russians. It's the enemies within. It's our own ideology that is taking on and eroding these solid values that hold our institutions together. This is what's being compromised here. And you need to be forewarned. And I agree with what Tucker Carlson shared with us. And I pass that on to you for what it's worth. It's up to you to make the difference and do something about it. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who states their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks122.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks122.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks122.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, I want to know, are you in? Are you ready? Let's get this country back on track. All hands on deck are required. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Al Parada joins us now, managing editor of The Stream, formerly the vice president creative director for All Comedy Radio, Voice of America producer, Passion Arts minister at Living Faith Christian Church in Southern Cal. Al, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
Okay, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, as the creative director for All Comedy Radio, I mean, you've got plenty of material to work with these days, huh?
Oh, I don't work there anymore. I'm obviously with...
No, I know. I know that, but I mean... look at...
The administration still makes life easier for people who write about politics for a living, whether it's for comedy or seriously or somewhere in between.
Yeah, you can take the boy out of comedy radio, but not the comedy out of the boy, can you?
No, and that sometimes gets me in trouble. But with the Trump administration and all that's going on, the absurdity does come out. I mean, you try to be serious, you try to be somber, and then you get a Stormy Daniels or you get a tweet. There goes that day. There goes being a proper, serious talker right out the window.
Right, exactly. Or you get the FBI looking like the Keystone Cops.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the advantages, I guess, of having a comedy background is that you see absurdity. Mm. And you just see how absurd this is. And you have to laugh. You have to almost joke about it because... It could be, in a sense, it is tragic, the abuse of power.
Mm-hmm.
If you really thought about it in that sense, you'd be like, oh, my gosh, what are we doing? What is happening to our country?
And I think we're paying for this, Al. You know, that's the thing. We're almost $21 trillion in debt, and we're paying for this. If it wasn't so true, it could be funny. But it's so true, and it's sad, as the president would say.
Yeah, I mean, part of it sometimes you start sounding like you're wearing a tinfoil hat.
Exactly.
But it's there. That's where the evidence is going. And in terms of the abuses by the Obama Justice Department and Obama FBI, and we have to put his name in front of it because this was his show.
Exactly.
These are his people doing this sort of stuff. And it does start sounding crazy. Like the stuff that if you said it a year ago, that Hillary Clinton paid for a bunch of propaganda to be used by the FBI to spy on an American citizen, you would have sounded wacky.
Exactly.
And this has been proven true.
Mm-hmm. Well, even Donald Trump said...
Tinfoil hats turned into gold,
yeah,
or something.
Exactly. Well, Donald Trump says, look, at we were being wiretapped. Well, because he didn't use the right words, you know, they said, well, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. And, I mean, it's a typical, you know, argument with a, you know, with an attorney. You know, attorneys love to do this. They love to, you know, play word games. And if you use just the wrong, you know, verb or whatever, then you're in that conversation with Bill Clinton, and it just depends what the definition of is, right?
Yeah, see, even your punctuation will get a story killed. And even then, you look at that story. And what was the Obama people's response to Trump's tweet?
Mm-hmm.
They just said the White House did not order.
Yes.
Whoa. Again, you're talking lawyer talk.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the White House. It was the people within the Justice Department and FBI, which wasn't physically in the White House. And an order for spying wouldn't come from the White House. It would be a request, you know, via the FISA courts and all that stuff from, again, Department of Justice and FBI. So there's a non-denial that people didn't really pick up on because they're so blown away by the notion, oh, my gosh, Obama would spy?
Right.
It's crazy. But this is also the same guy who, when he started his career in Chicago running for Senate, he got private, what do they call it, sealed divorce files opened up on his two opponents.
Yes.
So, you know, he's got the history, he's got the skill, in this case he had the motivation. Why is it so surprising?
Yeah. Amazing that he could take the seal off of divorce proceedings on his opponents, but we can't take the seal off on his educational history.
Yeah, kind of interesting. I mean,
just saying.
Kind of funny. I was thinking about that this morning, why we never got that.
Yeah,
you know, got that information.
It's almost like you can't. I hear Jack Nicholson in the back. You can't handle the truth. You know, that's it.
You got a C in cooking. Oh no.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you just wonder how somebody's going
to those things. We
right.
never pried into his background. The media didn't seem to care about his background all that much. And I guess we have to wait till history is totally written to find out some of these things, I guess.
Well, you've been on top of this Justice Department, the FBI, which has got to be fun. I mean, you kind of feel like you're wading in and out of a bucket of gum at times?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm Pacino in Godfather 3. I want to write on other things, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, just when I think I'm ready to write another story, here comes some new story about the Department of Justice. Or the FBI, or some little, or one of these players like McCabe, or whatever else, and oh gosh, here we go again. More of it coming out, and all pointing towards that picture of a very tight knit group of people who conspired first to let Hillary skate, and then to try to undermine Trump's campaign, and then his presidency.
Well, we've got some unintended consequences,
so.
And we've got some unintended consequences being born out of this. Now you got Trey Gowdy and Senator Goodlatte saying, look, we need, guess what, another special counsel to deal with this because the Department of Justice cannot operate on itself.
Yeah, having Gowdy come out, Trey Gowdy come out for it now, puts a lot of pressure on it because of, I guess, his reputation. And in fact, he wasn't all for it. Now, again, it's... you've got what Sessions, I guess, is saying is, wink, wink, trust the IG, Inspector General, Department of Justice Inspector General, General Horowitz, that his report, and there's some suggestion I get from Sessions that, hey, just let him do his job, then we'll see where we are, sort of thing. So,
well, all he can give you...
drop.
But all he can give you, Al, is an assessment. He can't break it down. I mean, there's certain people that he has no authority over, and that's what Trey Gowdy's point is. As a an experienced and obviously very effective prosecutor that he was in the past, he knows the law inside and out and understands, though he respects Michael Horowitz greatly, that Horowitz is limited. All he's going to do is give Jeff Sessions a general overview of where the potential problems lie and where they lead to, but he can't give anything definitive.
Yeah, and then I guess, but at that point, Sessions can say, "Oh, there's too many DOJ, FBI people involved in the shenanigans that we need a special outside prosecutor to do it." I think that gives him the justification to say, "Okay, this is too inside the building." And too many tentacles that go outside the building, like towards the White House, State Department, CIA, we do need a special prosecutor.
and it has meat because here comes this report from this guy who is, you know, been served other administrations and has great reputation. Now,
right.
Now we have the meat to do it. It can't be seen as a partisan, especially
exactly
a partisan. Or like Schiff was saying yesterday, oh, he's basically just it works good for Trump, but it doesn't work good for justice or whatever.
Yeah. Well, not that I want to put a tinfoil hat on your head here. I mean, after all, you're my honored guest. So do you think maybe this is a play to counteract and maybe back Mueller off a little bit?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Just to kind of summarize a little bit here, we had to cut things a little bit short with Al Parada. Always good visiting with him. I love his mind. He is the managing editor of The Stream. And I kind of left that out there, you know, kind of a question. I didn't want to, you know, put a tinfoil hat on his head or ours or anybody else's for that matter. But you just wonder, is, you know, is this going to be a... you know, a move by potentially the Justice Department to kind of back off Mueller here and maybe constrain him a bit. You know, could that be a possibility? And I'm talking about, you know, a second special prosecutor is what we're referring to directly. But, hey, time will tell, because it always does, generally, I would say, when it comes to matters of the Beltway. Well, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and we've got some 50,000 U.S. vets participating in a landmark clinical trial for colorectal cancer research, according to the American Cancer Society. I don't know if you're aware, but colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women, and the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States, excluding skin cancers. I wasn't aware of that number. That's incredible. There were an estimated 95,520 new cases of colon cancer, 39,910 cases of rectal cancer diagnosed in the U.S. last year alone. And the Veterans Affairs Research and Development Program has been improving the lives of veterans for more than 90 years through healthcare innovation, with researchers working on the causes of and treatments for cancers. And you know, if you've been with me any amount of time, we bring this to light from time to time. I believe it's an important study, all the research work that the VA is doing. And Dr. Jason Dominich joins us right now. He is the National Program Director for Gastroenterology, Department of Veterans Affairs. Dr. Dominich, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, thanks. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Great to have you here to tell us about March being Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. What should our listeners at home know about the symptoms and risk factors associated with this disease?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, I think it's important to point out that many patients with colon cancer, in fact, maybe most, don't have any symptoms whatsoever, which is why screening is so important. Mm. But some of the symptoms that do point to colon cancer include blood in the stool, rectal bleeding, sometimes a change in the bowel habit, or weight loss. Any of those types of symptoms should prompt you to see your doctor and talk about colon cancer screening. In general, the risk factors include, most importantly, family history, so you should find out if anyone in your family has had colon cancer or advanced colon polyps. Also, modifiable risk factors include such things as smoking, obesity, lack of physical activity, and heavy alcohol use.
Mm-hmm. So all these are contributors. Now, I touched on some of the statistics. And these are incredible, these numbers that I was just reading here. And honestly, I tell you, I did not realize it was the third most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women.
Right. You know, if you think about it, about one out of every 22 men and one out of 24 women will get colon cancer in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It is preventable through screening. Early detection of polyps and early detection of colon cancer can be life-saving. So it's incredibly important for people to get screened. For average-risk individuals, those without family history or other major risk factors, we recommend that screening start at age 50, and there's a variety of tests that are available.
I'll tell you, I understand the VA, like any institution, has not gone without any kind of controversy, but the shining lights of the Veteran Affairs has been the research and development program. Time and time again, you guys have come on and shared what kind of advancements that you have been able to effect on behalf of our vets, and we appreciate all the hard work and the effective work that you've been doing on behalf of our vets. Regarding colorectal cancer, how are vets being screened today?
Well, in the VA, colon cancer screening is done a variety of ways. Primarily, it's done through colonoscopy and also through use of a stool-based test called the fecal immunochemical test, which is a home-based test done in the privacy of your own home, mm-hmm. where a stool sample is acquired, and you dip a little stick into a bowel movement, and then you mail it into the hospital, and they test for blood in the stool. And
yes.
If that test is positive, then colonoscopy is recommended. I'm proud to say that the VA has very high rates of colon cancer screening. We have over 80% of veterans being screened And being up to date with screening at this time, yeah. Which is much better than the general U.S. population, around 65%. We really want to call attention to this so that all Americans know to get screened for colon cancer.
Well, I can tell you, as my kid said, he says, "Dad, you shipped your poop." And I said, "Yeah, it's just a preventative thing," and it worked out. I mean, it was very easy, and the whole process. And I appreciate that has been introduced into the process, that we're not necessarily running, into colonoscopies, that we're doing something before that to get an idea. And, I think this is all very positive.
Yeah, I think it's important to have options. Colonoscopy is a great test, and it's probably the lead way that people are screened for colon cancer. But some people are reluctant to have a colonoscopy, and for them, it's important to know about these options. But they need to keep in mind that when the test is positive, they should get screened.
Yeah, without a doubt.
A diagnostic colonoscopy.
Yeah, it's an indicator. Tell us about the CONFIRM clinical trial that you're in the midst of.
Thanks. The CONFIRM study is really, I'm just so happy that the veterans have volunteered to participate in this trial. Veterans have served our country in so many ways, and their participation in research is incredibly valuable. We have over 50,000 veterans from 46 medical centers around the country who have volunteered to be randomized, to be screened either with colonoscopy or with this stool-based test that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Then we are going to follow those veterans for 10 years to see the pros and cons of the different strategies. We have completed enrollment. We finished recruiting our last patient just a few months ago, and now we'll follow them for 10 years to see how things work out.
50,000 vets, that is a huge study, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually the largest study the VA has ever done in terms of a clinical trial. There's a study where we are recruiting 1 million veterans to study genetics of various diseases, but the CONFIRM study is the largest clinical trial. Quite an undertaking, and it wouldn't be possible without all of these men and women who have volunteered to participate.
No doubt, a landmark study. When will we begin to see some results? I mean, this is a 10-year study. It's almost like you can't wait to go fast forward on this and get to 10 years tomorrow, to find out what you're going to discover. But I'm sure there's benchmarks along the way. How will that be announced?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, so we've already started to release some preliminary results on various questions. The most important question, that is, how do these two tests compare in terms of impacting colon cancer mortality, we won't know for another 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we can look at a variety of other issues, like adherence with screening, how high are the rates of participation in the different arms, what do we find when we do colonoscopy. So we published a paper a few months ago just on the design of the study, but we are going to be releasing other results as they become available.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that will be at least once a year or several times a year possibly?
I think probably about once a year on average, maybe less than that. It depends. As I said, the most important results won't be available for about 10 years.
Again, just to remind you, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. We've been talking with Dr. Jason Dominance on the 50,000 U.S. vets participating in this landmark clinical trial for colorectal cancer research. The numbers are quite astounding, considering, according to the American Cancer Society, colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women, second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S., excluding skin cancer, estimated 95,520 new cases of colon cancer, 39,910 cases of rectal cancer diagnosed in the U.S. last year alone. Dr. Dominance, where can they go for more information?
I think for information about cancer in general and colon cancer in general, I would recommend the American Cancer Society at cancer.org. For VA research, I'd look at www.research.va.gov.
Dr. Jason,
VA research going on.
Well, that's excellent. Dr. Jason Dominance, thank you so much for being with us. He is the National Program Director for Gastroenterology, Department of Veterans Affairs on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you
you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify, it has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the American Bill Feder is with us. His book, The Treacherous World of the 16th Century, How the Pilgrims Escaped It. Bill, the strategy that is being utilized. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. It just cycles back, right? As you say, you get people to neutral.
You show me how the kindness can move.
America. Bill Martinez here, and we have a special guest with us. Nick, I got to tell you, we've been in each other's orbit for a number of years here, and we keep missing each other in order to be able to have you on the show and to be able to tell everybody about your story. You have literally touched millions of lives all around the world, and I got to tell you, it's an honor to finally be talking to you direct.
Nice to meet you, Bill. God bless you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, which is really a follow-up of everything that you have written in the past as a best-selling author. This is more of a directive than your story. After all the practical experience and all that you've gone through, which started out as a little kid and having loving parents, speaking of which, I talked to your father a couple of years ago, and By the way, I will say to you, I am sorry for your loss. I just lost my mother 4 weeks ago. And,
so sorry about that.
When you know, and when we lose our parents, it is it's a real special and unique loss, and it's not necessarily one you get over. You kind of get through it, but you know, when they have such an impact on your life, as I've shared with people, is like if they weren't so doggone good, it wouldn't be so tough at times, you know.
It's something that is not replaceable, and yet the fundamentals and the DNA of such, in keeping the gospel as simple as it always has been and as it should be, Jesus loves the world. When you experience the transforming power and love of God, all you want to do is say, okay, how do I be the hands and feet and reach out to others to let them know that nothing of this world will satisfy them, and how Jesus has changed my life.
Yeah, and of course, this is the title of your new book, which is, you know, like I said, an extension of your ministry. It's almost that, you know, you're following Jesus' example. You've been an example to many others, people who thought, you know, how could somebody with no limbs touch so many people in such a miraculous sort of way?
Well, we've got to understand that if God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, that God can use any willing heart.
Yes.
And I think we've just lost the connect to the next generation and feeling that we're still relevant. I feel like the gospel itself, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the focus of ministry has been gift-oriented instead of gospel-oriented. And
yes.
Then for anyone who's not doing that way, it still feels like, well, we're just going to maintain what we have instead of actually sending out the evangelists to be the hands and feet for the church, through the church, and to actually make sure that we really continually practice the training and empowering of how can we teach our members to talk to somebody about Jesus who on their end have, you know, been hurt by the church.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who believes that churches are businesses, how do you talk to them about the love of God?
Yeah.
And how do you talk to somebody who believes that science explains everything? What are the persuasive arguments? Not to argue, but to at least, you know, equip them with knowledge in how to respond, in how to be prepared. I don't know how many even youth pastors know how to answer some of those questions, and so I think we all need to make sure that we can reach those people. And that's why I wrote this book, because it's not complicated. It's not rocket science. It's the Holy Spirit, and we're not humanizing the effort of the Holy Spirit you know, on earth, but we are the hands and feet. That's scripture. And so
exactly. How
will they know unless someone tells them? But how is anyone going to open their mouth until they actually feel like they know what they're about to say? It takes more than just faith. It's knowledge and wisdom and discernment as well.
But God told us clearly, Nick, and I'm glad you brought up the Holy Spirit, because that's what I was thinking as you were expressing yourself here. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us utterance. I mean, so many times, and I'm sure this has happened with you, is that maybe you're blindsided, you're not sure exactly what to say, but when I get myself in this position, I hear the Spirit saying, slow down, just relax, you know, I'll give you the words, you know, the Bible was clear, trust me, I'll give you the word, and the words come out, and my friends sometimes will hear me, and they go, how did you come up with that? And I go, it's not me, you know me, I'm not that brilliant, you know, it's just, the Holy Spirit is faithful to do this, but you see, if we don't practice, if we don't work through these examples of the Bible, and understand and really know God and appreciate his faithfulness and see how he's come through from you to time, then you just sit in the back of the pew and you say, well, I don't have anything to offer. And that's not true, because everybody has a story, a redemptive story that should be told. Do they not?
Absolutely. And I think it's though still a little bit of knowledge that you need to have. You know, it's not like as soon as you give your life to Jesus, go tell someone about it. Yeah, you can tell someone your story, no problem. That's amazing. But when you run into some people who really have been asked those questions 100 times, they really know what to come back at you at. And so I 100% agree with you, and all I'm saying is we do need to, though, help the church kickstart in that confidence and faith with the little things first.
Right.
And you know, that amount of faith is just as if I'm going to go to Japan and start speaking in tongues in Japanese and preaching the gospel. That's the same kind of faith.
Right.
And so not everyone's going to have that faith. That's faith in its purest form. So the bottom line is, though, there's no teaching on it. There's no teaching in how to do a street evangelism. How do you come and what angle do you come in on spiritual topics with work colleagues or your boss or your neighbors or someone who's a different religion? So those basics, you know, you don't want to send them out without armor, but you're 100% right. All you need is the Holy Spirit. But if we can put knowledge with faith, now you've got something beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't want people to think that I was being antithetical to, or adversarial with what you're saying. Look, at my Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge, right? And
that's
so
it.
We need to empower ourselves with the Word of God. Billy Graham, who we lost last week, made the comment that, yes, I spend a lot of time with politicians, but I also spend a lot of time with the Word of God. If I had it to do over, I'm paraphrasing here, I would have spent more time in the Word of God. And that really says something, doesn't it?
It does. It really, really does. And the bottom line is this. Many people are praying for revival in our country. And I'm all for praying for revival in our country. But until we actually are faithful with what we've been given and really do an assessment on what are we actually teaching. There are some, unfortunately, that are told, just come to Jesus, everything's great, and surrender your life. And the next sentence, now what do you want from God? Because God can give you everything you want.
Right, right.
Give money, and then we'll make sure that, you know, we'll pray with you, and you'll get everything you want. That's not the pure gospel. Can God give me every heart's desire? Absolutely.
Right.
But it's my now desire to serve God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then I can present my request to God and then trust in the Lord with all my heart and not lean upon my own understanding when I pray for something and He doesn't say yes.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, though, is, you know, what is revival? Everyone's talking about it, especially in the context of Billy Graham. Look, the gospel is powerful on its own. Billy Graham told me face to face, never preach down upon other religions, just praise God and preach the gospel. The gospel is powerful enough.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we have with us our special guest, Nick Wojcik. We're talking about his new book, Be the Hands and Feet, Living Out God's Love for All His Children. This is, not only an admonition, I think it's a call for all of us, Nick, to step it up. I mean, you know, if you say you're a Christian, be a Christian, and if there was ever a time for us to really live out what we believe, I believe this is what this culture is crying out to us, are we not? Is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, let's be real here. Unfortunately, there are a lot of surveys going around that's been there for years saying that, you know, we really need a move of God, and we need to know how do we reach those people that really don't know who Jesus is. How do we reach the millennials? And then, you know, the reporting back of 18-year-olds leaving the church and then not coming back till 35, maybe doing a reality check and, okay, are they really Christian then in teenage years?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, they say Jesus is their Lord and Savior. Well, do they tease and gossip within the youth groups and the schools? Do you know that bullying is 40% of the reason for attempted suicide in this country?
Exactly.
Are they sexually active? Who's going to ask them?
Right.
Who's going to actually find out if what they're being taught is actually being put into practice? Well, just put him in a youth group and put him in a cell group. I can hide anything I want in my underpants from a cell group. Can we get real? Can we actually care for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Can we actually sit down and tell them the truth in love? And tell them the truth? when we realize that everything that God has for us is way better than what the world can ever give us, and we don't just, you know, take him to Mexico and build a house. I love that. Please go. Keep on doing it.
Right.
But don't forget to go tell them. Make sure you go down to the other orphanage down the street where there's full of single mothers and kids of HIV AIDS who are not being allowed to get HIV medicine because the church tells them that's the punishment for your sin.
Wow.
So let's get real. We got 400,000 foster kids in this country looking for a foster home. 111,000 7.8-year-old average kids in America waiting for adoption. How can we as a church say that we are moved by what moves God when we spend $2 billion on assets with beautiful things for the church, and yet we still have 110,000 children waiting for adoption?
Well,
17,000 homeless in L.A. I don't want to just get angry. I'm just saying so many are waiting for God to do something. I think we got it wrong. I think
yes.
God's waiting us to actually do something and be one.
Yeah, without a doubt, Nick, I mean, what you're pointing out here for people who have ears to hear, it really calls, you know, our purpose into question here and what we're doing. Are we really proponents? Do we really believe in the gospel? Are we really living out the gospel? Have our priorities, for whatever reason, the Western culture you can blame it on or whatever, but forget about what to blame it on. It's like, okay, seeing this, and this is what you're seeing this with eyes wide open, with spiritual eyes, Nick, and you're reconciling it with the gospel, and you're saying there's a disconnect here between the gospel and what the church is, not only in America, but around the world, what we're missing here in the gospel message.
I think it's time that we come back to the original gospel. And if you look at Latin America and Africa, the number one thing that devastated spiritually those continents is the prosperity gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that made those continents thrive was meeting the people's needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line. I think we have to come back to the basics.
Well, you're exactly right. The other thing, relevant to, there was some lukewarmness that happened in the church. It came in, and this idea that maybe God graded on the curve and questioning, did God really say, and they became very casual about it. And I believe, Nick, as I am studying how the Muslim faith has expanded, the people, the Muslim faith was able to challenge the gospel because, to your point, it failed to be real and relevant to the people. And that might be a whole other discussion, another bucket that I'm opening up here. But it's something that comes to mind here as you're talking about this. Because even with the millennials want to be part of something that's real, that they can't be moved on. If you want to shake them up, and to your point about being educated, is if they get knocked off balance, hey, they're abandoning ship. And they think, okay, well, maybe I made the wrong choice. Maybe this God thing, this gospel thing isn't real.
I think that's where the nails hit on the head. I think people become confident and really own their belief.
Mm.
I think that one of the greatest ways to actually really be firm in your faith is believing in it. And when you really believe what you believe, you're firm in it.
Exactly.
And I think more Muslims believe in what they believe more than Christians believe what we believe sometimes.
Yeah. That's really a sad commentary and an indictment on all of us of faith. It's like one pastor in Southern California was asking a rather provocative question, and it caught fire there for a while. And the question was, who told you you were a Christian?
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
So.
That's the bottom line. So where are we? We don't want to tell people, let's pray for revival until actually, number one, for your own soul, for your own mind, for your own spirit, before we go physical with what we want and what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get there first.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's say, okay, who were you before you met Jesus, and who were you after you met Jesus? If someone cannot actually iterate that,
exactly,
and actually verbalize that, that's when you could really question, well, then where are they?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really feel like never before we need to have revival start within us, mm-hmm, around us, get real in it, because if we struggle to pray for more than 2 minutes a day, yet I go to toilet 20 minutes a day, and I can't spend 10 minutes with the Creator, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, if I can't even put on my own armor, and I don't believe that I even need it, then
boy,
are we playing games?
Exactly.
Are we fooling ourselves? Mm.
Well, I've told people for a number of years, Nick, as we've been talking about revival and the praying for revival, my encouragement is go be the revival. Go be a revival of one. You know,
yeah,
let it start in you. And that's what you're saying, is that it's got to be real with us. The other thing I will mention to you that I was most touched by in terms of testimony of what I was and who I am after meeting Jesus, I was at a church in Southern California, and they said, oh, we got 36 people that are going to come up and give their testimony. And, you know, I thought, oh, gosh, you know, and I, to be honest with you, and be perfectly vulnerable, because I felt guilty about it afterward, because I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, do I want to sit through 36 testimonials of people's story? And I thought, God, something's wrong with me. I'm really off here. But it was actually the most powerful experience I'd ever experienced, to your point. It was cardboard testimonies. Have you seen that, where people hold up a cardboard and they'll say, before Christ, I was a drug addict. After Christ, I'm free from addiction. Before Christ, I was involved in premarital sex. After Christ, I appreciate the purity of, you know, it was just like that. And I mean, if I didn't feel bad enough even having the thought before, I really felt bad afterwards. And I just said, God, forgive me. For, you know, just as you say, we get caught up in the expediency of life and we miss out on the important things because, you know, we're out of balance and it becomes about us. But what Jesus taught us clearly, it's not about us. It's about others, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. I couldn't have said it any better than that. And that's why I'm writing this book, Be the Hands and Feet. Come back to the simplicity of when Jesus met you and come back to the rawness and the power of the simplicity of you being saved, transformed. Now, how do we fill up God's house and fulfill the Great Commission, which is to go out and preach the gospel to every single human being on earth and make disciples? We, out of all generations, have the least amount of excuse, and I think it's time that we do all that we can to see kingdom of God come here on earth.
Exactly. Well, if a man born without arms or legs can be the hands and feet of Jesus, so can you. That's what Nick Wojcik writes and says and believes in his heart. International New York Times bestselling author. His brand new book, Be the Hands and Feet, Living Out God's Love for All His Children, available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLife.com. Nick, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the